The 65-year-old library in Sydney could be demolished to make way for a new facility. The Cape Breton Regional Municipality says the community needs a new library better equipped with technology and more room for events and gatherings. Council is currently looking at five possible locations, but a recent consultant's report said demolishing the current site is the best option. The report based its findings on things like overall costs and environmental concerns, as well as closeness to other amenities and buildings in the area. Deputy Mayor Elder McDonald welcomes the report's suggestion to demolish and rebuild, especially because it's across the street from Sydney's new community college.
I think to be able to attach a brand new library onto the brand new NSCC campus, I think is a benefit to both entities. I think there's opportunities there for a great deal of partnering. You see very, very modern libraries have performing spaces in them. It wasn't something we were looking at with our particular build out, but knowing that there's a performing space right across the street, I'm sure that NSCC would be happy to sit down and collaborate with our library staff and board to be able to make opportunities happen.
Other possible locations include revitalizing some empty buildings of former businesses, as well as a vacant lot in Sydney. McDonald hopes a new library could be available by 2029.
I'd be very grateful if we could be walking in a new building by the end of this term. That would be a very ambitious target, I think. Most projects, when you're looking at this, and I'm not a developer, I'm not a contractor, but I'll say this, you're probably looking at about 8 months for design development of that project in itself. By the time that would get designed, brought back to council, looked at and approved, financing then has to be sought. Once you get into trying to collaborate with partners, foundations, fundraise, whatever opportunities are out there for financing to be able to make the overall package work, that's going to take some time. And then you're looking at building. It's probably going to take 2 years to build it. So to say 4 years, I think is fair.
McDonald says the new library could be a community hub, not just a place to pick up a novel. Rather, it could have performances, seminars, social gatherings, and other events.
A lot of people think of libraries as being dated by, you know, it's full of books and who borrows books anymore. Well, it's pretty evident there's a lot of people still borrowing books, but libraries are far more than just borrowing books. There's so much opportunity in modern libraries.
McDonald says the suggested location would also be best for library users who enjoy active transportation or those who like driving there.
Whether it be cycling, walking, there's more people have indicated that they would like to be able to walk and cycle to the library, so we need to provide those opportunities for that to happen. Parking, there was a standard that they wanted to have, I think upwards, I'm going by memory, 25 parking spots, and I believe that McConnell has the potential, that site has the potential to be able to have a build out that would accommodate, I think, going by memory, 39 parking spots, I believe.
Council has $1.5 million set aside for a new library, but they'd have to make some financial requests to other levels of government to make it happen. It comes with a price tag of roughly $30 million. No final decisions have been made yet. Council's waiting to hear from the consultant before they officially vote for the library's new location. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.